Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday.
The Lamar Sesquicentennial Committee and the Lamar's Historic Preservation Commission during the 2019 Sesquicentennial Celebration created and installed window clings on many of the downtown businesses that show an earlier look of the building or location. Those pictures generated several positive comments and for many brought back fond memories of the time spent in downtown Lamar's. Rich Zitlow, one of the Sesquicentennial Committee chairpersons, says that the committee now would like to install a permanent aluminum plaque marker on the downtown buildings that is similar to those photographs. He talks about how the idea came about.
Yeah, after the Sesquicentennial celebration and the installation of the window clings on the downtown buildings with the historic photographs, but they were just simply the photographs, and we got lots of good feedback on that, and brought back a lot of good memories for folks of the former businesses and the building that used to be there, or what was occupied that building before the current occupant does. With all that feedback, we decided, and we talked about it for quite a while, that we'd like to have more permanent plaque on the buildings that have a little history about each of the buildings. So we came up with this idea. The design is very similar to the historic district signs, shape and color. But like you said, they'll be 12 inches wide, 18 inches tall, and they'll feature picture like what's on the window clings with a little bit of history about the building.
Utilizing surplus funds from the Lamar Sesquicentennial, the Sesquicentennial Committee has created a permanent historic marker that incorporates the earlier building image with a short historical statement. Zitlow says that there is no cost to the property owners and their participation is entirely optional. The project is being funded through monies generated by the Sesquicentennial celebration events.
There is no cost to the property owners, totally funded out of excess funds that we had from the Sesquicentennial celebration. The cost for the plaques we estimate will be about just under $4,000, $3,800 and change.
Zitlow says that a letter was recently mailed to each property owner with information about the project and a request for their participation. He says that the marker is printed on an aluminum plaque that measures 12 inches wide by 18 inches tall, and it is designed to be mounted on a front exterior wall with four mounting screws. Installation will be performed by the city maintenance crew and project volunteers. Each property owner will have input on the final location of the marker. The Sesquicentennial Committee co-chairman says that they hope to have all plaques installed by the upcoming Ice Cream Day celebration. The number of positive cases of COVID-19 coronavirus in Iowa continues to climb. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds read the latest numbers during a news conference earlier this afternoon hosted by Radio Iowa.
I do have the updates for today. Well, this is true last evening at 6 p.m. We are reporting 56 new cases for a total of 235. Today we had 765 total negative for today, so for a overall total of 3,740 negative cases. We have 32 hospitalized as of today. The number of new cases, the 56, includes 9 new counties for a total of 46 counties. And unfortunately, we had 2 more deaths.
That now makes the total number of deaths in Iowa at 3 from the COVID-19 coronavirus. And according to the Iowa Department of Public Health, the 2 individuals passed away Thursday evening. One was an elderly adult above the age of 81 from Polishy County. The other, an older adult between 61 and 80 years of age from Allamaquia County. Some of the counties in northwest Iowa that now report the presence of COVID-19 include Dickinson with 1 case, Monona County with its 2nd case, and Woodbury County with its 3rd case. Sioux County has reported 2 cases. So far, Plymouth County has not had any positive coronavirus cases reported. During Governor Reynolds' news conference with Iowa radio stations, she was asked, how will Iowans know that the coronavirus has passed and no longer a danger and given the all-clear signal? Will Iowans need to wait for a vaccine to be created and introduced to the public?
So the same thing, you know, we've talked a lot lately about metrics for shelter in place. It's the same type of metrics that the Department of Public Health have put together to help them make recommendations to me to make the decisions going forward. And so we'll use a lot of those same metrics as we think about, you know, dialing up more restrictions, but also dialing back and trying to stand businesses back up and be, you know, prepared to get this economy open again and going. Right now, you know, we're not there, of course, but you've heard the president talk also, and we're able to look at the metrics that they give me. They can do that kind of by community, region, and county by county. And so there may be opportunities in some areas of the state to do that, and some areas there may not.
Reynolds was also asked, what are the consequences or penalties for businesses that refuse to close their doors?
Right now, we're, you know, working with local law enforcement to make sure that we're enforcing it. But, you know, here's what I would say to that. You know, Iowans are doing the right thing. They know how important it is. We have said over and over, if Iowans do the right thing, then we can protect the health and safety of especially, you know, older, more vulnerable Iowans that have underlying conditions that are really susceptible to COVID-19. And so if we all do our part now and maybe have to put up with some inconveniences, and I know the decisions that I've made have consequences to Iowans and businesses, and we've also tried to take the steps to make sure that we have unemployment and we're getting those payments out to make sure that we're doing standing small businesses back up, working with our federal government and the CARES Act that hopefully will pass today. So, you know, we're working with local law enforcement, but what I've seen from Iowans is they are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they are working collectively to help.
And you can listen to that entire news conference by visiting the KLEM website at www.klem1410.com. Authorities say that they have made an arrest in the late January shooting death of a Mapleton teen. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says a 17-year-old male was arrested Friday in Whiting on a charge of first-degree murder in the January 31st death of 16-year-old Joseph Hopkins. The 17-year-old is being held at a juvenile detention center on a $1 million cash bond. The Associated Press generally does not name juveniles charged with crimes. Mapleton police and medical crews found Hopkins' body after responding to a 911 call about a shooting the night of January 31st. Mapleton is about 40 miles southeast of Sioux City. And that's a look at your news here on KLEM.